Okay, looking back at the Pittsburgh game, obviously as a defense, we were disappointed with the outcome. We were disappointed with how we came out and played in the first half. It's not up to our expectations. We did not feel like we played like Browns in the first half. I do like how the guys came out of the locker room in the second half. That's more who we feel we are as a defense, and we're looking to carrying that into our home opener this week against the Saints. I know I can speak for the players and the coaching staff. We're really looking forward to this week. We're looking forward to playing the way we know we can play, and we're looking forward to doing that in front of the dog pound. No, I mean, I think that the coaches did a good job making some adjustments, but I just think we played better. I think we executed better, we tackled better, and Pittsburgh was doing a lot of the same stuff, so were we, and we were just executing. Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating when you have a free runner at the quarterback and you don't get a guy down, or if you have a chance to tackle a guy for a 1 or 2 yard gain and it ends up being a 30-yard gain. You got to drill it. Guys got to go into the game with a mentality that we're going to tackle. You can have the best scheme in the world, which we feel that we do on defense, but if you can't execute old school fundamentals, running to the football, tackling, and getting off blocks, you're not going to be worth anything on defense if you can't do those three basic things. It's been huge. I mean, those two guys and Paul Kruger, Witt, Dansby, and Paul did a great job kind of rallying the troops. And hey, that's not us. That's not what we're going to be. Let's go out and be the defense we know we're going to be in this second half. And that helps a lot as a coach when you're not the guy that has to be constantly getting on guys. When it comes from the leaders in the room, it helps. Helps a lot. I think he's done a good job coming back this week and working hard in the classroom. He had a great practice yesterday. I just think he needs to, those guys, they all have each other's backs. We all have each other's backs on defense. We just got to do a better job, just the defense as a whole, bringing the techniques that we're learning every day on the practice field to the game field. And Justin's one of those guys that needs to learn how to do that, just like a lot of players on defense. To me, you gain confidence by being out there. And, Justin's one of our better corners. And like I told you guys last week, he's going to be out there in certain packages. We did not anticipate the Pittsburgh Steelers being in as many multiple wide receiver groupings as they were last week. If you would have told me Justin was going to play over 50-something plays, I wouldn't have believed you. But that's the way the game. That's the way the game happened. It is. And to me, you gain confidence through practice. You got to practice well. You have to. You have to be confident in your technique, and again, you got to be able to take your technique and your fundamentals to the game field. That's the only way you can gain confidence. It's not just going to happen. It's as hard of a position to play in the NFL, corner as a rookie. I don't know the last one that had a good season. Joe Hayden didn't start until his seventh or eighth game his rookie year. I mean, everybody was calling Patrick Peterson a bust after his rookie year. Now he's one of the best in the league, so... It's an extremely difficult position, and when you're playing opposite Joe Hayden, quarterbacks are going to go at you, and we're going to go against three quarterbacks in the first 3 weeks of the season that have all won Super Bowls. So it's a challenge. It's a challenge. Well, he's day-to-day. I mean, we'll be excited when we know for sure if he's going to go or not. But anytime you get a guy back like Dez, you get excited because obviously Dez has had a lot of success in this league. He adds something in the run and pass game when it comes to stopping the run and then rushing the passer. So if we get him back this week, I think everybody on defense will be excited about it. Yeah, you got to mix it. You got to have a mix of, 4-man rush, 3-man rush, simulated pressure where you're bringing an unconventional four guys and then you blitz them. If you give an elite quarterback the same look over and over and over again, he's going to dice you up. And he's obviously proved that throughout his career. That's why he has as many wins as he does. And him and Sean Payton do a great job. They've worked together for several years now, and they got a good offensive scheme. They got a solid offensive line. They got playmakers around them. It's year in, year out, one of the best offenses in the NFL. So we got to be us on defense, and we're going to mix it up. But it all comes down to executing. We got to out-execute them. Drew is a guy that will a lot of times get the ball out before the rush can get to him. So, we're going to be who we are. We're going to pressure him. But you, when you get a chance, you know, guys got to get home. Guys got to get home up when you're pressuring. Well, we tried to ask the NFL if we could play with 12 this week, but you know, it's a team effort. You know, all 11 guys have to do a great job. You got to know where he's at, and we'll count on the dog pound a little bit to be loud and mess with some of their communication stuff.